I'd like to talk tonight about a topic that is quite large, extends over many, many different areas, including a little bit Masechta Shabbos and elsewhere. And we're not going to try to cover everything, but just to get somewhat of an overview of some of the issues and to try to put it in a structure in which we can relate to some of what's discussed in the Sfarim concerning this topic. The topic is with Me'iver Lo Yisitein Mechshol. And that pasuk that we find in Parshas Kedoshim, so the tradition has it that there are at least three different ways of relating to what this pasuk means. On the one hand, so the pasuk seems to be saying literally that there's a prohibition in the Torah to place a rock in front of a person who's blind. The person who can't see is walking. You can put a rock in front of him, he's going to trip. So that's what the words seem to convey. And that's the type of thing that the Gemara might have had a reaction to, as it does elsewhere. V'chibra, she asked, are we dealing with evil people here? Is that the kind of thing that the Torah needs to tell us about? The kind of person the Torah is dealing with? The people who do things like that, it's not really your normal kind of thing to do. It seems to be an excessively cruel type of behavior. And Chazal tell us that there are actually two other interpretations that we find for this pasuk. And in fact, in the Chas Chinuch and Reish Lamed Beis even quotes an opinion that the first version that I just discussed of actually putting a physical block in front of a physical blind person is not even one of the meanings of the pasuk. It's only the other two. That, of course, raises issues of Ein Mikriyos Midei Pshuto. And Mr. Mechasinich himself is aware of, and he has an explanation for that. He says that it must be that the pshat in the pasuk is not that. But I think the mainstream is that, yes, one would violate with Me'iver Lo Yisitein Mechshol if one would put a rock in front of a blind person. But there are other interpretations as well. And the first point I'd like to address, which really creates a context for some of the other points, is the question of how do we relate to these different interpretations as far as the pasuk is concerned. Yeah, why not? Okay, so the other two versions that we have of this iser are, first of all, bad advice. And if I say to somebody that he should buy this house, and it's not really a good house for him, and I know it's not a good house for him, and I'm telling him to do it because I'm friends with a real estate agent and I want them to get a good commission, but the person who I'm advising is not really in their best interest at all. So that's a violation of Me'iver Lo Yisitein Mechshol. So to take advantage, so to speak, of this person's blindness, metaphorically, the person is not in possession of all the information that would make them be able to make an educated decision, and you take advantage of that and lead them down the path in which they will figuratively trip, so that is also prohibited under this pasuk. And further, and this is perhaps the most famous application, this is the application really that we're going to be focusing on the question of how does this relate to the pshat in the pasuk, is the issue of being machshol somebody in an avera. And the sugya in the beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah and Daf Vav and elsewhere gives us these examples of what if I were to go to a nazir and offer the Nazir a cup of wine. Or if I would go to a Nachri and offer him a Eber Menachai. So, and presumably they're going to eat it, they're going to consume these objects. So the Gemara says, that would put me in violation of Luf Me'iver Lo Yisitein Mechshol. That if I help somebody out in doing the Avera, so that is an Issur of Luf Me'iver. Now, before we go further into any of the analytical issues, I just wanted to lay down some of the ground rules. But, the bad advice is the rock. The bad Well, I would have thought maybe if I only read the pasuk very literally that it meant only putting a real rock, in front of a real blind person, or a real stumbling object. Yeah, I would have, so, right. So I could have thought that it was just a physical issue. And But now, but actually, I want to talk about that relationship, so hold off for a second on that. But again, before we get into any of the analytical issues, I just want to point out some of the ground rules. So, strictly speaking, the Gemara says, if I help somebody do an Aveira, so that is an Isser with the Evil Esitain Nifshol, assuming that he needs me. The Gemara distinguishes between what we would call Chad Avra Dinavra, Chad Avra Dinahara, and Trey Avra Dinahara. So one side of the river, so to speak, and two sides of the river. That if he needs an object for his Aveira, and the Aveira object is on the other side of the river from where he is, and that's where I am, I'm on the other side of the river, so he needs me in order to do the Aveira. He can't do it without me. Presumably he can't cross the river. Now, presumably he can with some type of tircha, and how exactly we're going to define what really constitutes Trey Avra and Chad Avra when really everything is theoretically bridgeable, literally, through some level of tircha. So the topic is not for tonight. It's just whatever those distinctions are, that if it's something he needs me for, he can't get it without me. So that's called Trey Avra Dinavra. It's two sides of the river. He's on one side, and what he needs is on the other side. And if it's on the same side as him, and therefore in theory he could get it on his own, but he just he asks me to pass it to him, but he doesn't really need me. He has many ways of getting this object. So that's called Chad Avra Dinavra. Now, strictly speaking, min haTorah, one does not violate with Na'ivar Lo Yisitein Mechshol if the situation is one of Chad Avra Dinavra. If I am not integral to the process, if he can get the Aveira without me, so the fact that I'm helping him is not does not put me in violation of with Na'ivar. However, many Rishonim point out, Rishonim in the beginning of Masechah Shabbos, and in Masechah Avodah Zarah, point out that there is